Hello, welcome to the Calming Anxiety Podcast with me, Martin Hewlett. Today, why do we do calming anxiety? Is it meditation, self-hypnosis? It's a blend of both, and I'd like to explain why I've developed it, the benefits to me, and then to you. For me, my past may be similar to yours, full of angst, massive emotional ups and downs. When I was younger, terribly mixed up and confused in a psychiatric secure unit at the age of 14. Troubled and awkward, but not realizing that the world could be so much happier. Going through life, ups and downs, quite frankly, a pain in the butt to everyone that ever had to deal with me. And then, some years ago, that amazing moment of change in my life, thanks to an incredible human being called Kathy, who in one session flipped that switch inside my head that stopped me punishing myself for a crime I never committed, which led me on this journey, this experience to be the person I always wanted to be. I learnt hypnotherapy. I've always been into wanting to be more mindful and do meditation, but never knew really how. So I studied, and I've now merged self-hypnosis and meditation and mindfulness into calming anxiety. And your feedback has told me that together we've developed something truly special, and it is me and you. I listen, I read the reviews, the reflections, your thoughts. When you ask for particular sessions, some people ask me to talk slower, some quicker. Obviously, I can't, and no one can ever please everyone. But I try to tailor this to what I would want to listen to, in the hope that as human beings, we're all after the same basic needs. It's that hierarchy of needs. It's to be loved, to feel safe, to be secure. And we have to start with ourselves, in our minds. If you're hurting, like I used to be, I would look after people, but I'd feel hollow inside. But when you've learned to look after your mind, your emotions, and your immediate needs, then you'll grow. And you can. And it will be hard at times. You will have down days. It's never perfect. And people who know me, who interact with me, some say, oh, it's brilliant how you've put it all behind. But I still get those low days. I think that's human nature. It's just socially, some of us try to hide it. Other times we don't. So please, if you've been making progress and then today is just crap, accept it for what it is. Don't give up. Don't despair and think, oh, there's no point. There is. Right, maybe you need one of those just stay at home and feel rubbish a reset day. Or maybe just take the bull by the horns, which is just get out there, just do it. Just put your trainers on, put your walking boots on, whatever it is, break that cycle right now. Turn me off, go out there and do something amazing. And amazing might just be face the outside world. Put dark glasses on and a hoodie and get some fresh air. Get on a bus or on your bike. Change your scenery. If you don't want to go out, put something positive on. Find a podcast that makes you laugh and smile. Watch something on YouTube. Even if it's self-reflective and indulgent, and you want to listen to your favourite band with the most emotional, sad, eye-watering song, do that. But don't ever give up and say it's not worth it. There's a rather infinite universe out there that we cannot comprehend its scale and beauty, but you can appreciate the beauty in your local area. You can just look with better eyes. When I take photos and post them on social media or send them to my kids, people say, why do you put such a bright popping filter on it? And my reply is every time, that's how I see the world. That's how I choose to see what's around me. I over enhance everything I've seen because I've been down there, and now it's time to live. It's time to say that incredible word, enough. I don't want that darkness anymore. I choose happiness. I choose positivity. I choose life. And that's just twigged. Oh, that was train spotting. Google it. So, the rest of the week, I'll be doing meditation, but with such positive intent for all of us. And do yourself one incredible favour. Share the next podcast with two or three friends. Tell them, I'm taking back control. I'm searching out positivity. Listen to this and see what you think. And let's cascade happiness and calmness around this wonderful planet. Yeah, we can all look for the sad and the negative, and there's too much of it out there. Let's be a movement for happiness and change. And I know it sounds almost naive and simplistic, but it's not. We can do it. You know, there are almost 20,000 people who subscribe to this show on Spotify alone. Imagine if in a month they all every day shared it to two other people. How many people could we change in the most wonderful, caring way? That blows my mind. So, focus. Look for happiness. Even if you're right at the bottom of your emotional roller coaster today, trust me, I've been there too, and I still go there. And I know it's hard. And if you can't today, try again tomorrow. But please, don't give up. Take care. And I'll speak to you tomorrow. Be kind.